While the district is busy looking for a new superintendent, Gomez expects he will fill the interim position till the next school year. Dr. Connolly is not on the scene day to day, but her contract runs until June 30th. Gomez said she will help out when needed.
But she's still willing and able to help me and the district as needed, whether that's a phone call, whether that's sharing information. You know, I have just in this last week and a half have been texting her on different kinds of issues, and she's been very helpful.
So will she be in the district office?
She's not in the district office at this time. I've moved in and am in that office, but can and will come back if needed at different meetings and different kind of informational type projects that we are working on that we need her expertise.
So for all intents and purposes, she's done?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Gomez said one of his major responsibilities is to be there for the school board when decisions have to be made.
Obviously, there are some decisions that can't be made at this time, but we can lay the path for a new superintendent to come in. That's one of the biggest things that I can be doing with the team that we have of administrators, who, by the way, are fantastic. Also, continuing to support that relationship with the board of education, being there for them. I mean, that's the superintendent's, one of the superintendent's biggest job is to be that go-between the board and the system. And I hope that I can keep that going and just, open up communications with the board and be there as a support for them.
He said they're very close to finishing next year's budget. He said he worked on financial plans as the Parley's Park principal, but not on this scale.
I mean, we put budgets together when we receive, money from the district as far as FTE, how many full-time employees we'll have, how many additional classified staff maybe we can hire. And so we're familiar with putting budgets like that together, but obviously this is on a larger scale.
Sure. You're leaving a lot of it to Todd Halber, the business administrator?
Yes, leaning a lot on Todd, who's a fantastic administrator. He's helped me out a ton over this last week and a half. And I, as a parent and a principal and now interim, feel very good that we have Todd Halber on board.
On another front, the district has picked a new principal for Park City High.
And he accepted and is on board. He'll be reporting to duty, I believe, in the month of July. Very excited. I have to get up to speed on that as well, but the little that I've heard from people are very excited of his capabilities and what he's going to bring to the district.
Gomez said he will return next school year to Parley's Park. In the meantime, the elementary is in good hands.
Just happy that we have people on board. Tracy Fike, who has been a teacher in this district, and last few years at our school, she received her admin degree. And us principals and administrators, we like to crop our own and start training people to fill our spots because we know that things happen. And she's just been a fantastic addition and been a seamless transition.
Interim Park City School Superintendent David Gomez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.